Jeff Gatto is originally from Owen Sound. You hear his song Runnin' here on Life.
Now I'm running, running with my hands held high. Running, running for the rest of my life.
Jeff did a lot of his own running. Let's get to know Jeff Gatto. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Jeff, what part of Owen Sound were you from?
Ben Allen. My dad has a farm, grew up on his farm out there, and right now they're running a horse camp that's out there. So, yeah, it's a beautiful spot right over top of Georgian Bay.
Jeff, are you a guy born and raised in church? How did you come to faith?
Well, my folks were separated when I was four, and my mom married a pastor who was a part of the Vineyard Church when I was about seven. And even though they were, they were pastors and I grew up in the church, I definitely didn't follow God. I was living in Toronto for quite some time and with them. And then at high school, I had moved to Owen Sound to play football because at that point in time, they didn't have any extracurriculars in Toronto. And I wanted to play football so bad. So I moved up north and kind of fell away from God and anything that had to do with him. And lived a very, very much different lifestyle, and I wasn't a very good dude. I did a lot of things that hurt a lot of people, and just like I think most of us do in a lifetime. But it wasn't until I left Owen Sound and moved down this way that I completely stopped doing music. I had a pretty catastrophic thing happen in Owen Sound, where I lost a bunch of money on another gig, and almost got put in jail, and so I basically gave up music altogether and walked away from it. And to go back in time a little bit, my mom had a word over me when I was about 10 that I was going to be a worship leader in the same leagues as Brian Dirksen and David Rouge. And she never let go of that. Every time that I'd see her, she'd be like, I'm still praying for that for your life. Still, this is still something happening. And I was selling cars in Waterloo, and a pastor came in, and we went over his car, and after about 10 minutes, he said, "Jeff, I don't know who you are, but the Lord's telling me that you're supposed to pick up a guitar and start writing for songs for Jesus." And that was my aha, like, God moment. That was my reckless love. couldn't believe that he'd come and want me after all the things that I had done and after all the things that I, all the people that I hurt, and just kind of I gave my life to him on that day. It was June 24th, 2016, and I'm just been living for him ever since. So
that's encouraging to hear that God can move even through a deal for a used car.
Hey man, I don't even know who the guy was. I've been fortunate to meet him a couple more times since then. But God uses people when you don't expect it at all, right? I always pray for divine opportunities to be able to speak into people's lives, and I think that's definitely one that guy accepted. I'm really glad that he did.
So. Well, it sounds like you were doing your own running, like the song says, when you were heading down to Toronto, moving around, doing this and that. Is that kind of the essence of the song, the message of the song?
Yeah, well, one of the lyrics in it is when you looking back on my past, right? What I saw was a monster, and what he sees is this child who is hurting. There is reasons for the way that I acted. There was reasons for the hurt. And I ran so far away. Like, I guess, like you said, I was running so far in the opposite direction that when I had when he came into my life, I just, I'm running after him all the time. Hands up. And that's what the song's all about. It's just running to the Father.
Song's called Runnin' by Jeff Gatto. Lives right in the Kitchener-Waterloo area, but a hometown Owen Sound boy. Thanks for being with us this morning, Jeff.
You got it, buddy.